Holiday.com on East Coast FM's morning show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Now, where to go in the holidays and last-minute deals and all that sort of stuff. You might think, oh, we haven't been away, we'd love to go away and all that sort of stuff. Well, our intrepid reporter, Joe Supple, goes away on holidays to not enjoy himself. In fact, it's all drudgery, because what he's doing really is checking out places just for us so that we can make up our minds. So he's been working very hard off going to Turkey and lying in the sun, see what it's like to lie in the sun and have his gin and tonics. And he's here to tell us all about his recent visit to Turkey.
Indeed, Declan, and it's a great time. I mean, I suppose there's good deals to be got out there at the moment. Like, we're into July now, and sort of we're at peak time. And I know you often ask me, should you book early, should you book late, whatever. But there is some like good last minute deals there. It's a place I've been to about six times now, and I always end up going back there. I really like it, only for research purposes. I know you like that word research. For the listeners, so it's Kusadasi, a very very popular resort with the Irish, and there's a weekly flight that goes from a Saturday to a Saturday, which is Sun Express, and with Sunway.ie, your price includes your flights, return airport transfers, 7 nights accommodation, 20 kilo free baggage allowance as well, and of course services of the rep down there. In around July time, you'll be looking at a price now at the moment about 599. August drops down a little bit to 569, and then September 409. Now temperatures over there are in around sort of 35, 36 degrees, and one thing I love about Kusadasi is it's so accessible when you actually stay in the city centre, which I'll talk about later on, very popular resorts in there. But I actually stay in a hotel outside, of course, called the Palm Wings Beach Resort. It's a four and a half star resort, but it's all-inclusive. And I know we've spoken about all-inclusive before. I suppose advantages of people who have not tried out all-inclusive. If you go to all-inclusive, you'll probably never go back to, well, not that you'd never go back, but it's really good because you don't need to think about it. If you're bringing kids and stuff like that, you don't need to think about the water, the ice creams, the food, everything is included. You do not put your hand in your pocket. I didn't pull the purse out once on the holidays.
And get the cobwebs off it. So that's another summer you survived, was it?
Absolutely, yeah. Now, the Palms Wing Beach Resort is about 25 minutes outside the city centre. And the reason I picked that place and I've gone there the last couple of years is it's on the most incredible beach. So, like, in the city, you've got a small city beach, but this is, like, literally a really long, I think it's about 6 kilometres long, sandy beach, which extends even longer if you go over past the port, whatever there. Literally, you're about 1 minute walk from the resort. You've got your own private area there, sunbathing, whatever on the beach. But the resort itself has the most amazing swimming pools. They have staff there who look after kids during the day. There's loads of activities to do. It's a bit like your sort of like your Club Med type product, you know, where there's things happening all the time and they're there to keep you entertained. And again, it's a big resort. Everything is included, as I said. You know, you have your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. They also have an a la carte restaurant, which they do local Turkish food one night and they do Italian food another night. So if you're staying there, you're allowed to visit for one night when you're actually there. But the huge variety of food that's there. And you're probably thinking, oh, is it all Turkish food, whatever? No, it's all European cuisine. Obviously, Turkish influences are thrown in there as well in relation to the food. But it really is excellent. And of course, the rooms actually are a really nice size there as well. Most rooms have balconies. And it's a really good resort. Now, prices-wise, you'll be looking at the moment, including your flights, transfers, everything, would be in around €1,000. But here's where the book comes in. If you're looking at any of the resorts in around sort of Europe and that, you're going to be talking about at least double the price for going for an all-inclusive, especially this time of year. I mean, prices do drop down a wee bit on it as well. As I said, that's everything included. So, you know, and it's 25 minutes from the city centre. You can get the local bus for 90 cents. Takes about 25, 30 minutes to get into the city centre. Now, in the city centre itself, and I noticed this year as well with Sunway, there's a good, I was talking to people and there was full flight going out. Sun Express run the flight from Saturday to Saturday, as do Aer Lingus, so they have seats in that as well. So the flight was full. I was talking to people and they've introduced a few more properties down there as well. Now, the most popular one with the Irish is the Golden Day Wings Hotel. It's on a bed and breakfast basis, and at the moment You're talking about for August for seven nights there, you're talking about maybe $479, which is still very good considering we're in the peak time. And you're guaranteed.
That's bed and breakfast.
That's bed and breakfast, okay. Yeah. But you walk down the road, 2 minutes down the road, and you've got the most amazing restaurants down there where you're getting food very, very reasonable. Really good quality food. A beer
and what is it about Turkey? I mean, people might be used to go to Spain and Portugal and Italy and Greece, and they're all, and Malta, all within the European Union. So yep. We're going outside the European Union. We've got all different money.
Yep.
Right, for a start. There's a different culture, but might be the holiday resort might be the same as it always homogenized, no matter where you go. What else can there be that's different? Maybe you're not in the EU, so your telephone calls could be, you know, more expensive, your Wi-Fi or whatever. So give us some of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the local currency there is the Turkish lira, and it's really high at the moment, so you're going to get really good value for your euro. But everywhere over there accepts euros as well, so they break it into the euro and they give you the rate. I think it's in around six lira to the euro there at the moment. In relation to, I know you say, obviously, you know, because with your roaming stuff, I just leave my phone off and just use your Wi-Fi. Everywhere you go into coffee shops, everything, they
just
all...
Wi-Fi, you can use WhatsApp for your telephone calls.
Just use WhatsApp, whatever. Yeah. I always recommend that to people because you can come home from the holiday and it's cost you more in your roaming if you're taking calls or you're getting generic texts from your local butchers about this week's offer, whatever. So I always just turn it off, and I recommend that unless you're actually within the EU. But I suppose the advantage, one thing I love about Turkey is, especially when you go down to like the beach resorts in Kusadasi, there's also Bodrum is hugely popular with the Irish. The difference between Kusadasi and Bodrum, I haven't been before, but anyone who's told me is that Bodrum is very like low density living. In other words, all the buildings are sort of whitewashed, small, very typical sort of, you know, Turkish hospitality down there. Kusadasi is a much larger place where a lot of the cruise ships come in. And again, if you're going down there, the bargains you're going to get down the bazaar, you have everything there from jewellery to clothes to everything, spices, all that sort of thing. There's a huge big port area down there which is really popular with people to go down there and do. And of course, the market day as well is very popular, which is on a Wednesday. It's one of those destinations I would highly recommend to people. And again, you know, for couples or for families heading down and talking to people on the plane, and you know, you're standing there waiting for your bags in Dublin Airport, and they're just saying what an amazing time they had down there, and they're planning next year and whatever. And again, you're guaranteed those beautiful, beautiful hot temperatures down there. By the way, the ITAA, just on another point, with press release come in there just before I came on air to say people had to be very careful around Europe at the moment, up to 42 degrees.
So I've heard that. France today.
Yeah.
Supposed to be 43 or something.
43
like that.
Degrees. So just be very, very careful. They issued a statement.
It's not going to last long. It's only going to be a couple of days. Yeah.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
Paul in Arklow says an Arklow woman has a cafe bar called the Seabreeze Cafe at the Ladies Beach in Kusadasi.
The Ladies Beach is very popular, and thanks very much for that text. Yeah, I should have mentioned maybe the Ladies Beach, really popular with the Irish. Great restaurants there. And one thing I noticed with the Turkish people is, because they all want the business, whatever, but if you're staying in a resort, like we're staying 25 minutes outside, they'll actually send a driver to bring you in. Drive you in the evening, you finish your dinner, they'll drive you home, included in the price. Or if you're staying in a resort within the city centre, Ladies Beach is about 10, 15 minutes away. I know our Margaret, who works here, went down to Ladies Beach with her family a few years ago and absolutely adored it. And the staff are fantastic. They look after you so well there. And of course, then you've got Bar Street, which is for the younger people. I didn't indulge in that. And it's all party, you know, in the evenings, you want to go out, disco bars, things like that.
So how, I mean, here we go. How much is a pint? Much is a gin and tonic?
A pint, anywhere between sort of 2 and 3 euro, depending on where you go. If you go to a smaller local place, you pay in around the 2 euro high street, you'd be paying maybe sort of, you know, the 3 euro down Bar Street. And
okay,
like
and they've got a few kids and they're hungry, because they always seem to be hungry every 10 minutes.
Yep.
So I say, okay, we'll go in here for a pizza or something. What would you be talking about?
Pizzas, you'd be talking about in around sort of 5-6 euro for a pizza, and of course, they'll have kids' menus. And again,
so a bit of value in the place.
It's really good value, yeah. And I mean, the Turkish people are all about family as well. So, you know, with a lot of the restaurants you go into, if you're 2 adults, 2 children, the children eat free sometimes in some of the restaurants, so which is a good thing as well. So, as I said, all in all, I had a fantastic trip. All the details and all the places in Kusadasi are on sunway.ie. As I said, the weekly flights go Saturday to Saturday. They've got some really good last minute deals. If you're thinking about maybe even flying out even this weekend, looking out there, it's looking a bit cloudy this morning, Declan, so it might be the time to pack the bags and head off to Kusadasi.
Okay, Turkey itself then.
Yeah.
Because Ankara and Istanbul are so culturally different. Where does
Castle.
Because the Dassey sort of fit into that as Asia meets Europe.
Well, I mean, it's very much like a beach family type resort. I mean, it's completely different to, I mean, I've been to Istanbul before. I've never been to Ankara, the capital, but it's very, very different. I mean, like you say, in Istanbul, you've got the mixed cultures there. It's very sort of European, it feels, because they're used to having tourists there. The big cruise ships come in every day, you know, 10, 15,000 people coming in every day. Sounds like a lot of people, but you don't really notice because it's such a huge area. So it's very much like on the European level in relation to the restaurants and the food and everything like that as well. And it's open to everything. You know, there's no problem sitting outside, coffee bars, having beer, drinks, nothing like that. And they're just a very friendly bunch over there as well. And I love Turkey. I'd be back there in the morning if I could, but sure, got some work to do.
Really? Well, that's a first.
Well,
I just got an email, by the way, from Budget Travel.
Okay.
It just says, "Hi, Declan, check out these offers for you. They're for me."
You, ooh, Declan, God, you're getting exclusive now. Look at that.
Maybe, but I can't go. But anyway, Malta, sun, holidays and city breaks, last minute jobs, $299.
That's good.
For Malta, over 300 days of sunshine and Valletta and all that sort of stuff. So,
you've been to Malta before, haven't you?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, no. Yeah.
I used to work with somebody who married a guy from Malta.
Okay.
Gozo.
Gozo's Beyond, and that's supposed to be beautiful. I've heard mixed reports about Malta. I've heard people who said Gozo is beautiful. Malta itself, they weren't too impressed. But look, depends on your taste. Maybe it's because I hadn't gotten enough five-star hotels, Declan, something like that. Oh, here we go. Claire's just stepped in. She's been there.
I was in Gozo.
Great.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's gorgeous. It's not a party lifestyle, so if you're looking for a kind of a quiet holiday, it's the place to go, because they don't have the big
so it's not
or anything.
Go-gozo.
No. It's like slow-gozo.
Slow-gozo, yeah. And what did you make of Malta itself? Did you?
Yeah, we went to Valletta for one day, but we took a bus trip that I think was probably the longest 2 hours of our life, so maybe get the tourist bus when you get off the ferry. If you go to Gozo and then you're going to Malta the opposite way, get the tourist bus to go around the island. We got the normal 133 bus of Malta and went to Valletta, and it took forever and it was roasting and it stopped everywhere, and yeah, it took a long time. So maybe get the tourist bus and actually see some stuff.
Buyer beware, that's what I always say.
There you go. And speaking of long bus journeys in from Savtat into Dubrovnik in Croatia, which was there last year, that took a while because of the traffic, but it's not that far, so you can take the local bus and it's good fun and you can see all what's going on, but be prepared for maybe long journeys and things.
And again, anywhere you go, I always say to people, talk to the concierge in the hotel or talk to the people there and say, you know, because they will give you the advice and time. Similar to here, you know, you go in the M50 in the evening, you could be stuck for 2 hours. So they'll give you the good times to go, that, you know, you won't be stuck in traffic and stuff like that. So I love taking public transport sometimes, maybe.
It was Paul that got in touch about the Seabreeze Cafe at the Ladies Beach. Because Dassey is a fan of information when it comes to Turkey. Don't forget the White Mountain. Pamukkale, is it?
Pamukkale?
I think it's called. Fantastic trip to do when you're out there.
And one thing I forgot to mention actually as well is Ephesus is the old ruins of the city they found many years ago. It's absolutely stunning. It's worth a day visit. Again, I'm going to give you a top tip here as well. When I was over there, I met some English people who had booked to go on, you know, the banana thing that goes out in the water and everyone hops on or whatever.
For the moment, when they're knocked off.
This is the thing. And one of the men was having a little accident on it, but it turned out that they'd booked it to the hotel, to the services of their representative, but they ended up getting on the wrong one. And they ended up that, you know, they didn't take responsibility. So if you're booking any, you know, excursions, things, it's always worth doing it to your representative, because obviously they're bonded, the insurance is there, they're not going to put you in a situation. So if you're looking at doing any sort of stuff like that, and of course travel insurance is a big plus, Declan, always make sure you have it.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. That is Joe Supple, the holiday doctor, stopping by with his bags packed for his next journey.
Absolutely.
We'll see you soon. Thanks very much indeed, Joe Supple.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.